The opposite of being shamed is being honored. Usually. But Paul was a very unusual person, wasn't he? Christians ought to be very unusual people. For Paul, the opposite of shame was not that I might be shamed, but that Christ might be honored. It is my eager expectation and hope that I might in nothing be put to shame, but with all boldness, Christ might be magnified in my body. What you love determines what you will feel shame about. If you love for men to think highly of you, you will feel horrible shame when they don't. If you love for men to think highly of Christ, you will feel shame when they belittle Him on your account. But Paul loved Christ. He loved Christ like very few people have ever loved Him. Whatever gain I had, I counted as loss. I count everything as loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Whenever something is of tremendous value to you, whenever you cherish something because of its uniqueness or its power or its beauty, there is an inevitable longing that you draw others' attention to it so that they can share your high regard for it. And that's why Paul's all-consuming goal in life was that people magnify Christ, because Christ was of infinite value to Paul. He wanted other people very much to appreciate and magnify Christ with him. That's what it means to magnify Christ, to show the magnitude of his value.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.